So try to keep your back straight if possible. Keeping your back straight always helps to be more alert, more awake. And with that, when your mind is more alert and awake, then it helps your mind have more clarity. While you try to keep straight, also not to have too stiffness or too tight or uptight. Try to just make yourself relax as much as possible, both your body and mind. And then try to feel the weight of your body on the cushions or the chair. And then let your breath to flow naturally. Observe the breath mindfully. And then try to have awareness of what you observe. Simply just observing and being aware. Once your mind is settled down, quiet, in moment present, then we can try to reflect, contemplate. Our life cannot be more meaningful and better than to be able to help and benefit other sentient beings as much as possible who are suffering and who need help all the time. Therefore, the purpose of my life is to be as much help benefit as possible to as many sentient beings as possible, the suffering sentient beings. And in order to be more help benefit to other sentient beings, I need to develop myself. with more wisdom, more compassion. You become more enlightened. The more enlightened we are, with more kindness, compassion, more wisdom and wise, the more we are able to help benefit oneself and all other sentient beings. Therefore, in order to cultivate those inner healing energy of true love, compassion, bodhicitta mind and wisdom, I'm going to engage in this practice of meditations. And I'm also going to do this practice meditations so that everyone who is not feeling well on physical level, emotional, mental, so that they all can recover and cure as quickly as possible, and to cure fully. Our families, friends, colleagues who are dealing with those health issues, as well as all others who are dealing with different illness. Especially those people who have been injured in those earthquakes, and people who have lost loved ones or loved everything they have, and feeling so much mental anguish, pain, sufferings. To heal all of them, we are going to do this practice also for all of them. And I'm going to do this practice for also those who have died in that earthquake and all over the world. So there's more peace in the transitions, so they can have better high rebirth. And I'm going to do this practice in order to heal all sentient beings from their illness, negative karma, delusion, obscurations. May this practice become cause and conditions for me to achieve my highest potential, fully awakened state, so I can be greatest help and benefit to each and every sentient beings, day and night, effortlessly, limitlessly. So then we can imagine, visualize all sentient beings surrounding ourselves as vast as the space, or in human form, engage in a practice together with us. Especially, we can think of those for whom you want to do this practice more specifically. For sure, we can keep all those people who have been affected by the earthquake and other natural disasters as well. Then, in the space on top of your crown, you visualize lotus on top of the lotus. There's a moon cushions, on top of the moon cushions, there is the medicine Buddha, who looks similar like Buddha Shakyamuni, but blue in color. With his right hand on top of the right knee in a mudra of granting sublime realizations, holding the medicinal plant. Left hand on the lap, holding the bowl made of lapis light, filled with nectars and medicine plant. And in sitting, full vajra posture, wearing the monk's robe, and with all the signs and marks of the enlightened being. On the top with the Ushnisha pinnacle, long ears, dark blue hair, curling, with a very peaceful face, looking at you, love of the mothers of all the child, and while at the same time gazing all sentient beings. The eyes slightly closed, slightly open, slightly smiling with compassion. And it is light body, not a concrete physical like ourselves, but more a kind of rainbow light body, radiating with light, blue light. Looking at us with compassionate eyes, accepting as we are without any judgmental thought, unbiased, unconditional love and compassion. That medicine Buddha is the manifestations of the all the enlightened healing energies. So it encompasses all the enlightened beings and their healing energies. Also is inseparable from the Guru. And also the medicine Buddha understand each and every sentient being, their state of mind, their level of mind, their predispositions, and to be able to guide and help according to the need of each and every individual. So with that, we go to refuge and generating bodhicitta prayers. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present class of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulates in beginning time. I rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I declare my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. The short mandala. This ground and energy is a fulfillment stone of the flower. Adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. So with the each of four invisible, we recite and we stop with each of them to try to really feel each of them. Not just recite, but really try to feel it. May all sentient beings have happiness and causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and causes of suffering. May all sentient beings not be separated from high rebirth and the bliss of liberation. May all sentient beings abide in a state of equanimity, free from attachment and hatred, free from holding some close and other distant. Okay. In the phrase to Medicine Buddha, bless one whose compassion for all is equal. Simply hearing your name dispel the suffering in your lower realms. Buddha or medicine, you who heal the sickness of three poisons, light of life is lastly, to you I pay homage. So then we make a heartfelt request on the behalf of all sentient beings, especially for those who really are struggling with their health issues. We make heartfelt requests to the Guru Medicine Buddha to help us to heal ourselves and all those sentient beings. To heal from all the physical pain, sickness, all the emotional pain, illness, as well as all the negative karma, the potential for future pain and sufferings. Also to heal from all the disturbing negative emotions and obscurations. And help us to develop those healing energies so that we can heal ourselves and help others to heal. Imagine the Medicine Buddha is extremely pleased with your request, with that good intentions, and grant your request. At the heart of the Medicine Buddha, visualize moon cushions, on top of that, the blue Hung Salipo, and then surrounded by the Medicine Buddha mantras, clockwise or standing, and I can with its own sound, natural sound. As we recite the mantra, imagine, visualize from the Hung Salipo and the guardians of mantra at the heart of the Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddha Medicine Buddha, light and the nectar, white, bluish, by the nectar flow into oneself from the head down to the bottom, cleansing and purifying all the physical illness, discomfort. All the negative karma, all the delusions, all the obscurations completely cleansing, purifying, and healing from all of them. And the light and nectar that flow from the garlands of mantra is actually that the enlightened healing energy that come through enlightened healing energy of compassionate wisdom energy in that form. So while keeping that visualization, then we recite the mantra. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be maha be kanze be kanze ranja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze ranja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. Daya da om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samo gade soha. So imagine and visualize the total convictions that as the enlightened healing energies flow in the form of, you know, nectar and light, into oneself on the very top, and cleansing and purifying all the illness in the form of, you know, blood and pus, that when you go to bathroom, flush all this in that form completely. Especially whatever we're dealing with, especially the moment that light and nectar touch that area, it completely heals. As well as all the negative karma, the inner cause and conditions, as well as for future inner cause and conditions, all of them also being completely cleansed, purified, flush, like being flushed, all the unwanted, unhealthy cells, bacteria, in the form of that. All the delusions, you know, defilements and the obscurations are completely cleansed, purified and healed, like being flushed away in the form of very dark energy. Completely flushed away, cleansed, purified and transformed. Imagine that yourself becoming like a crystal clear light, transparent, like a rainbow light body, without any trace of any of the illness and negative energies, not even one atom. As we recite more, you know, from that garlands of mantra and Hong Salipo, more kind of bluish light color pour down, flow into oneself, and then fill up from the bottom to the top, filling all our body, and receiving all the blessing of enlightened body, speech and mind, all the spiritual realizations, especially the enlightened healing energy to heal oneself of all the physical, emotional, mental illness, as well as to be able to heal others of all of those. So it's like the pouring down all enlightened healing energy, like a rain or like a snow, and feeling all yourself. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samu kade soha. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samu kade soha. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze Tanja samo gade soha, tayata om be kanze be kanze, maha be kanze be kanze. Tanja samo gade soha, tayata om be kanze be kanze, maha be kanze be kanze. Tanja samo gade soha, tayata om be kanze be kanze, maha be Tayata om be kanze be kanze. So imagine and visualize with total convictions that we receive all the blessing of enlightened body, speech, and mind. Fill our whole body with that. All the spiritual realization, especially the highest level of unconditional love, compassion, and the wisdom, and all the highest level of enlightened healing energy. Fill with all of that. Every atom in our body is made of that spiritual realizations and those healing energy. Every cell of our body is made out of that spiritual realization and healing energy. Due to that spiritual realizations and healing energy, that we are filled with great bliss. Then the Guru Medicine Buddha melts into light and then dissolves into yourself. And your most subtle body, speech, and the mind, and the Guru's enlightened body, speech, and the mind become one, inseparable. As well as the Medicine Buddha's enlightened body, speech, and mind, and our and Guru's holy body, speech, mind, all become one, inseparable. Try to experience that oneness of yourself, the Buddha, and the Guru. There's no separate and outside guru from your own nature of the mind and yourself. And there's no Medicine Buddha who is outside and separate from your own nature of the mind and yourself. Nor there's a separate self outside of the Buddha and the Guru. Then we try to reflect, contemplate the pain and suffering of all sentient beings. Some of them extreme suffering, extreme heat, extreme cold, extreme hunger, thirsty. Some of them, you know, ignoring. Some of them extreme suffering of sickness, aging, death. Suffering of having lost your loved ones. Suffering of losing everything that you had. Not knowing what the future holds. So especially those who are affected by those earthquakes, and that they are experiencing so much pain and sufferings. Physical, emotional. And each and every sentient being is suffering from not having the freedom from the karma and the delusions. Totally overwhelmed by the karma and delusions. Being prisoner of their karma and delusions. So try to reflect, contemplate their pain, suffering, and try to feel strong compassion, the wish to relieve them and free them from all those suffering and cause of suffering. Strong wish to lead them to true happiness. With that strong wish to free them from the suffering and lead them to happiness, then as we recite more, imagine from the heart of yourself all the healing energies and spiritual realization that are manifest as the light rays and radiate in all 10 directions and reach each of those all sentient beings. In the moment it touched them, they are being healed of all their illness, pain and suffering, and cause of suffering. All the delusion, all the negative karma, delusion, obscurations. So while keeping that visualization, we recite. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze ranja samogate soha. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze ranja samogate soha. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be. Ranja samo gate soha tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze ranja samo gate soha tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze ranja samo gate soha tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze ranja samo gate soha tayata. Imagine, visualize with total convictions at the rays of light radiate from your heart to all 10 directions in the moment it touch each of those sentient beings. All their physical, emotional, illness, pain, suffering are completely being healed, purified. All the negative karma, all the delusion, obscuration, completely clean, purified. They all become like crystal clear, without any trace of illness, suffering, and cause of suffering. Light, transparent. As we recite 7 more times, again, as we send more light and radiate, then they receive all the lesson of enlightened body, specimen, all the spiritual realization and all the healing energies, especially highest level of bodhicitta and wisdom. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be ranta samogate soha. So, imagine and visualize with total conviction, they receive all the enlightened, just an enlightened body, speech, mind, all the spiritual realization, all the healing energy, especially high level of the true bodhicitta mind and wisdom realizing emptiness. And they all transformed into medicine Buddha themselves. They all achieve and become medicine Buddha. The whole space is filled with blue medicine Buddhas. Then say you visualize the rays of light that you are radiated in 10 directions, dissolve into your heart. And also all the medicine Buddhas also dissolve into yourself. All become one, inseparable. Okay, then we do the dedications. Due to the merit of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the Supreme Jewel Bodhisattva that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more.